Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, let's go around the NFL, and part of it will soon, at least we're hoping to hear from the head coach of the Houston Texans, DeMeco Ryans, as it seems like they should be wrapping up their very first OTA practice here shortly. So we're looking to hear about that, but it seems like there's a few news items, at least with the Texans, particularly some of the things that we're seeing on the field at practice there. And I mean, obviously the place to watch, we're going to be watching all season long, I guess, as we gear up for the regular season, is the offensive line. And we've gotten a number of offensive line permutations to start with. So at the very first offensive line that seems like they threw out there is as follows: with Cam Robinson at left tackle, Lakin Tomlinson at left guard, Jake Andrews, the man who you brought in from New England, at center, Titus Howard at right guard, a position that he did not play last year. He played right tackle, and then when he needed him, he moved in and played left guard. And then Blake Fisher at right tackle, ostensibly a first team of that. According to DJ Bieniemy of ESPN, Jarrett Patterson also rotated in with the ones at center. And then Ariante Urshery also rotated in at right tackle. Notably, we've talked about the fact that he played a majority of his snaps, 90%+ of his snaps at left tackle there in Minnesota when he did that. He got his first looks at right tackle. In addition to that, we've seen some other kind of permutations pop out here, including
Urshery at left tackle.
You saw Urshery at left tackle as well? Okay.
Left tackle as well.
So having Urshery at left tackle, having Ed Ingram at right guard, where you also have Juice Scruggs at left guard. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that I've seen him mentioned at center at this point. Are they viewing him as some level of guard now is a question that's worth asking, as well as Austin Deculus at right tackle. Hopefully we get some level of answers to that. We'll talk more about that, but we'll see what the head coach has to say about that, as right now DeMeco Ryans is talking in front of the assembled media.
Doing great. How you guys doing?
Your impressions just getting started. What did you think of the group yet out there?
First day of OTAs, we're very excited to get on the grass and actually be able to, go against each other, compete in a controlled environment. Thought I got guys did a really good job of handling the way we came out today. And so I told our guys, this is a great first day, great starting point. Now it's just about stacking days and getting better each day. I feel like we have the right guys with the right attitude who will do that.
How beneficial is it for you guys to have, most of, not all of your linemen can't play?
It's beneficial to always have, during this time, a voluntary time where guys don't have to be here. I think it's very beneficial if guys are here, because you can get a lot of good productive work done. Understanding the scheme, understanding the terminology, things that we're using, actually performing the techniques and executing. Everything about our off-season program sets you up to compete come training camp. So the more time on task, the more you're able to be here, get coaching from our guys, it's only going to help us when it comes training camp. So every person who's here will benefit from being here. This is voluntary. It's not about managing guys who aren't here. They aren't here. It's voluntary.
CJ was serving as Davis was taking the snaps. Anything with him?
for all the guys you see here, guys, there'll be guys on different schedules, different routines. So you'll see some guys out, some guys won't be out there, some guys will be, some guys will be on different snap count, different pitch count. So there's nothing going on right now within our guys. Everybody's just on their own schedule.
When it came to banning the tush push and the pushing and the pulling of guys, what was your take on what should have, shouldn't have been done? I think at the combine, you didn't really take a stance on that.
Yeah, I think the Eagles have done a really nice job with the play, right? They're using a play that benefits them, and they have the quarterback who does a really good job of making that play successful. I think other people have tried that play and it hasn't been so successful. So I think first off, the play, it goes to Jalen Hurts, and a credit to him and the strength that he has, the way the O-line are executing the play, is a credit to Philly for them putting their players in position to make plays. And that's what coaching is all about. So, I mean, they've done a really great job of doing that.
What did you see from Christian Kirk today, and how is he fitting in to what you're planning for the offense?
Well, Christian's been everything we could ask for. Talk about a guy who's, man, he's dedicated to getting better. He's honed in on his craft. He's leading our young guys. He's a hard worker. He shows up every day with the right attitude, working hard, showing guys how it's done. And, you know, that's what I've seen from him his entire career. So just pleased to now have him on our side, being able to help us and help our younger guys.
Although it was voluntary, how much of that competitive nature did you see, a competitive spirit, did you see from those guys on the field?
Anytime you line up, it's time to compete, and that's what I felt from our guys. You felt that competitive energy. I think everybody who's here at practice today probably felt that energy, and that's what we're about. We're about competing. We're about challenging each other to make each other better. And that's what I love about the group of guys that we have. And to be able to do it in an environment where you can't go too far, but you got to toe that line just a little bit, our guys done a great job of that, of just being safe, first and foremost, protecting each other, but also getting good quality work in.
But there's been a lot of features that you guys have brought in to the offense. How do you kind of see them next
year? We're still in that process, that phase of getting guys to gel together and work through our system. This is our first time lining up against an actual defense, so it takes time. It takes a process to get there. We're not just going to line up and be where we want to be the first day. That's not how I want it. You want to see that continued growth. You want to see guys continue to push and get better each day, and that's where we are.
You had meetings and had conversations with Nick Haley, of course, you know, behind the scenes, but what was it like for you to see him interact with his guys in the office?
And Nick is the same. It doesn't change from the moment I interviewed him to his meetings with the players to him being out here on the field. Again, I spoke about it before. You see constant energy from the guy. He's constantly teaching the guys, trying to help the guys as best he can. So he's done a great job of leading the group, leading the coaching staff, leading the players, and I'm excited to see his growth throughout this process.
It seems like the NFL players are going to be allowed to compete in the Olympics in flag football competition. What would you think about Texans participating?
Whatever guys want to do, that's up to them. When it comes to, if they want to compete in the Olympics and they're allowed to, that's a personal choice. I really don't care. If it helps us, how I care about the Texans winning games. That's it. Say that again. I have no idea. Whoever you think, buddy.
The offensive linemen in these type of workouts, is there a specific focus that you give those guys to work on in a workout like this?
Yeah, it's great, man. Really, to have our OTA practices be successful, it takes a lot of give and take between the offensive and defensive line. So there is a fine line of, like, just working your technique, being in the right position, but not going too far where you get in a bad spot where you want to push a guy in the back or D-line, you want to finish a guy. So it's a lot of give and take there. And I commend, you know, Cole and Rod for doing a great job of leading their groups to allow us to have a safe, productive practice. But one thing where our O-line can benefit, and they've been working all phase two on just working really good low pads, like working great pad level, hand placement, footwork, those fundamental little small details that allow you to be great as an offensive line, that's what you can work here.
In the line, when it comes to finding the best five, what's the philosophy about how you determine a lot of months to play a real football game?
Yeah, this is our first day of OTA, so when it comes to finding our best group, it'll be a lot of mixing and matching guys, putting guys in different spots and seeing, you know, which five guys work well together. So One thing about the O-line is a lot of smart guys in that room, and they can move around, they can play multiple spots, and so that helps them. But it's just a matter of finding that five once we actually can get in training camp, put pads on. Nobody's making a team right now in shorts and helmets.
From where you were in the beginning to now, are there any players that stick out as kind of like a little bit more vocal, kind of leader, better communicators from when you first got here to now?
From my standpoint, I mean, it's guys have been the same. I mean, the guys when I first got in, I mean, Will, CJ, those guys have been the same. Nico has been the same. Jalen Petrie, that's the one thing I love about our guys. They're steady, right? Nobody has to rise up and do anything different. They're steady. Guys have done a good job of just gelling together as a group. We got a really good core of leaders who are leading our guys. They know how to practice. I don't have to spend a ton of time teaching guys how to practice anymore. Our leaders are showing these guys the way, so they make it easy on me. Yeah, Will, what Will has to do to continue to step his game up and take it to another level is just really, again, football is just about the fine, smaller details. So it's about, you know, the get off, the hand placement as a rusher, like being able to convert on his right. So many technical things that he can get better at as a rusher that would allow him to take his game to the next level.
Last one for DJ. So
we'll be doing joint practices with the Panthers and with the Lions this training camp. So we'll do one day with both teams. Excited to work against those teams. You get different defensive looks from both teams, different offensive looks. And you get to do it in a competitive environment where you're not live on the quarterback. So it's the safest way that I feel like we can get really good work for our starters for against other teams. And so I'm excited to go against the Panthers, excited to go against the Lions. Two head coaches who I respect a lot. Dave has done a great job there. And so I'm excited to see him. I think they're on the rise. They've done a really good job with what he's had so far. So I'm excited to see that team come in. And we know what the Lions are about. Coach Campbell and his energy, his spirit as a head coach is just second to none. So I'm excited to work with both guys. I think we can gain a lot out of both practices. All right, appreciate it.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There goes D'Amico Ryans, who is the head coach of this Texans team, addressing the media after day one of OTAs out there. A few interesting things that he mentioned in there. One of the things, obviously, is that CJ was there, but just observing. And he talked about how guys are just kind of on different schedules and routines. What would be that what in your mind? Because, I mean, Davis Mills threw, yeah. And he threw to all these guys, and I don't know, I can't imagine what would be like the harm in him kind of doing the same throwing that he, or do you think that maybe they'll rotate those guys where one guy will throw up one day and the other guy will not?
Yeah, they might do that, but I actually don't mind that. Obviously, you know, you're talking about, you know, when you talk about managing you know, reps and throws. That's thousands of throws on each quarterback's arms. It starts now. It's not once you get tired.
Yeah.
You know, once you get tired in week eight or whatever, after the bye week, week six, you know, something like that. No, it starts now. So I really don't have a big problem with that. We'll probably see C.J. Stroud, as you mentioned, you know, some sort of rotation to manage it for Davis Mills as well for all their quarterbacks. The thing that stood out to me,
okay,
I cannot tell you, I'm looking at my notes here, he mentioned technique and footwork and hand placement at least 9 or 10 times.
With the offensive line.
With the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And that speaks to why they changed, you know, and what was maybe one of the big issues last year and what they're emphasizing. And the other thing that stood out, and I think I said this to you during the break, this isn't a bad thing either. But I kind of feel, and he referenced this when he said a lot of mixing and matching and seeing which five guys work. I referenced, like, right now they're kind of spitballing, and I don't mean that in a bad connotation. I think they truly are. We got to find five. You know, how many times have I mentioned, like, 17 guys that are on the offensive linemen that are on the roster? There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's what this is for. And so technique, footwork, hand placement, I think that's the point of emphasis. And then they're going to try to mix and match and find who can do it.
Yeah, but I think that within that, right, like I agree with the kind of ideas, especially if you have guys that feel relatively interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, have these guys, throw them out there, at least give them a vision of these various different positions,
yeah.
Whether, you know, and then once you give them an opportunity to, like, actually suit up in pads and try them, if they don't work, then you can ramp that back and then by process of elimination find your five. I think mm-hmm. that kind of makes sense in the place that they've put themselves in to this point. I think it is telling, though, with the, I guess, first kind of batch of, you know, shotguns that they've thrown out here,
yeah,
on offensive linemen, where they're throwing folks and,
sure,
who they're throwing in different places, where, like, Cam Robinson has not moved off of left tackle in these early goings. We'll see if, mm-hmm, in the next few days of OTAs that does shift, right? Because tomorrow and the day after, we will still, mm-hmm, have instances of them being out there. So we'll see if that shifts at all. But it feels very, very fair to say that's a place where they're going to be steady. In that same way, Titus Howard is pretty steady at right guard, it feels like. So,
yeah,
it feels like that might be a home for him at right guard, unless I missed one of the other permutations where he was at left. Did you see something?
I did not. A little bit of a surprise. I was expecting him to be at left guard, but I could see that, especially if you want him to get some reps at right guard, and there might be a rookie to his right in Ursary.
Right.
Ursary got one, I guess, sequence of reps at left tackle, but the remainder of them were at right tackle. So maybe that's the theory. Let's see how those two guys can work together.
Yeah, and then in addition to that, as we mentioned, Lega Thomason got some at left guard. Juice Scruggs, I don't think I saw him at all worked in with the centers. Of course, again,
yeah,
day one of a number of them that will come over the entirety of OTAs and then, you know, once you get to training camp and everything. But he was worked at left guard, however. Is it possible that they're viewing him more as a guard? Do you like the idea of Juice Scruggs being nominally a guard moving forward, if that's indeed the way that they go?
I not to be wishy-washy, I don't know. I keep going back to, I think, and they've said this, that his best position might be center, but they might be, you know, it might be a necessity thing, you know, with a guy like that. Maybe he's gotten bigger. We haven't seen reports of that, bigger and stronger,
yeah,
with the marching orders of playing left guard. So that's something to monitor that we are going to monitor. But center was very interesting with Jake Andrews and Jarrett Patterson. That might be the early signs of what that competition is going to be.
And what the offense might be, because, again,
yeah,
that was the thing that we were talking about,
yeah,
with the Jake Andrews coming from a Patriots system. Could that possibly be in part mm-hmm, what he brings to the table here, which is an understanding of what's going on there and, I imagine, how to make those calls.
Yeah.
A couple more things. D'Amico Ryans talked about the Panthers and the Lions being joint practices that they'll have for a single day. I think also specifically within the context of this offensive line, that'll be interesting because he mentioned that, you know, they bring different things, and not to say that this would just be on the defense, but a 4-2 defense for the Lions, so a 4-4 down front versus what would kind of be a 5 down front for the Panthers, mm-hmm, in a 3-4 defense, like just opportunities to see these guys operate against the variety of, or I guess the two major different defensive fronts that they'll see over the season. That feels, I love that's going to happen, where you'll practice against your guys, but then also get an opportunity to see what I imagine will be where they're feeling, mm-hmm, for those two preseason games and those later points of training camp on how they feel about their offensive line, the better ideas of what they have, yeah, of what their five will be against these two different kinds of sets.
I love joint practices. You guys know that. I think it's better than preseason games, although maybe not as much fun for fans. And I also feel, let's put a pin in that Lions one, because keep in mind, a lot of times, I think the Panthers joint practice is going to be big time. It's the game that's going to be here, so it'll be here. But a lot of times if you start getting beat up, you get somebody hurt, you know, they just cancel that last joint practice and play the game.
Yeah, we'll see what that ultimately looks like. And players, just doing a little head count, players that were not at OTAs, mind you, voluntary OTAs again, and DeMeco did talk about how, you know, it is voluntary. He's basically not doing a head count, working on who is there. Dalton Schultz, because I do know that Dalton Schultz and Henry To'o, Braxton Berrios, and Damian Pierce were in the training room rehabbing, so they were there. However, Sheldon Rankins, Brevin Jordan, Joe Mixon, Christian Harris, Justin Watson, Danielle Hunter, and CD, who is CJ Gardner-Johnson, mm-hmm, all not at OTAs today.
Don't call him eight. He's not eight anymore.
He isn't eight.
I thought you were saying CD.
CD?
CD who?
Yeah.
CJ Gardner-Johnson. That's what he wanted to be called that, right? Mm-hmm. So that is what I will attempt to do, although I feel like I'm going to default CJ GJ, with all due respect to that man. All right. That's kind of the early portions of what we're hearing from OTAs and hearing from the head coach of the team, DeMeco Ryans, here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. We'll circle back around to more OTA, more Texas talk as we go. But coming up next, let's talk about the Astros, because we just got a little bit of news down after, you know, what was a fantastic game for the Astros, 11-1 victory over the A's. Are the stars aligning for the Astros? Except when we talk about stars aligning, they might have a negative one on the other side with an injury. So we'll talk about that next.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.